So, I have this toy. I bought it. I must have bought it like a year ago. Yeah. And I don't know. I hadn't played with it too much until a month or two ago. It's because I find it very hard to hold. But I've been playing with it more recently, and I realized what an absolute fucking crime it has been to have withheld this toy from you. Because, oh my god, the sounds that my pussy makes when I fuck myself with this toy. It's fucking illegal. They're insane. They're obscene. But first, let me tell you about the toy. I'm going to try and include a picture somewhere because it's hard to fully explain, you know, unless you see it. But this is my first, I guess, kind of fantasy dildo. Now, it's nothing too, well, I'm going to say it's nothing too crazy. Depending on how... got a fucking phone call, that's so rude. Depending on how vanilla you are, which I think if you're listening to me, you probably aren't, are you, you dirty little pervert? It's... I wouldn't say it's that extreme, but if you're used to, like, a regular dildo, yeah, it don't look like that. It don't look like that. So, it's just one from Love Honey. I'm yet to stray into the really fun fantasy toys, but, oh, I've got my eye. I've got my eye on some, and if there's any you'd like me to try, then send me one, I suppose. But this one is kind of like a unicorn horn. I guess that's the inspo. Obviously, it's not pointed. It is a little rounded at the top, but it is tapered in a very big way. It is ridged, really big, lovely ridges. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 ridges. It's not super hard, it's not super soft, and it's very fun to look at, and when I saw it, I just thought that's going to feel really good, that texture, and I wanted something big, bigger than what I'm used to, so I had to look this up, and I had to do some measuring myself, but it is, I think, 7 inches, maybe a little bit more. In length, and then the girth, not quite at the bottom. I think I did the girth where I can get it to if I'm fucking myself with it. I haven't been able to ride it yet, but the girth is a good 7 inches itself, I believe. And I'm just looking at it right now, glistening, because I've used it a little bit already, of course. Glistening and the light coming through the window. It's really quite beautiful, but I'm fucking teasing you, aren't I? I am a tease. What I'm going to do, and I want your verdict, okay? I want your verdict on how this sounds. I want to know if you like it. But I'm going to take you, my phone, and put you right down in between my legs. I'm on my back as usual, or a little bit kind of tipped onto my side, and I am going to fuck myself with this toy, and I want you to focus on exactly how my pussy sounds while I do. I've already come a couple times, but you know I got more in the bank, so let's get to it, shall we? Okay, down you go. You just nestle in right there. And hopefully I don't squirt all over you. I know you'd fucking love that, but I do need to be able to have a working phone, so let's see. Okay. Let's do some little slaps with it first, maybe. I'm just running it through my pussy lips before I put it inside. But let's be honest, I really just want to fuck myself for you, so here we go. That's just half of it. Yes. Can you hear my pussy just fucking grabbing onto it? I'm trying to slap it up. Oh fuck. Oh fuck. Okay, that's nearly all of it. Oh, it's so hard to get it all inside me. I'm gonna try. Oh my god. Thing, it's so fucking hard to hold it. I need to ride it, really. Slapping it on my clit. Oh yeah. So, what do you think? Did you like it? I am so excited to. Let me just wipe you off one sec. I'm excited to get more. I'm gonna have to get another drawer ready because I'm so intrigued by how these toys sound in my pussy. And I hope you are too. I hope you are too.